Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from a throwaway account and asks, am I the a-hole for going to my ex-daughter-in-law's wedding? I, 56 female, have two children, Bob, 30 male, and Alice, 27 female. This is about Bob. He used to be married to my daughter-in-law, Ruth, 28 female. That is until 5 years ago, Ruth discovered that Bob was cheating on her while she was pregnant with my granddaughter. I was really disappointed in my son. I taught him to be better than this. I am a single mum. My husband died years ago and I have been remarried only after my kids were in their late teens. I know for sure that my late husband wouldn't approve of Bob's cheating. So, long story short, Bob, Ruth and I had a fight. I told him I was very disappointed at him. How could he do this to his own wife? Bob yelled at me and said that I am his mother, not Ruth, so I should be taking his side. I said no, I will not support his infidelity under any circumstances. My daughter also thinks that her brother is wrong, but she is neutral about it. Bob was mad and left the house. I only saw him at the divorce hearings. I left him messages that if he wants to talk, I would be open to talk, but he didn't respond to my messages. Ruth was an orphan. She didn't have anyone else, so she saw me as her mother. Even after the divorce, she would visit me and bring me some gifts like flowers or cookies. I never stopped her. Ruth also never stopped calling me mum, even after her divorce. I also love spending time with her and my granddaughter. About 3 years ago, I set up Ruth and my friend Patty's son, John. Patty and I have been close friends since childhood. She knew Ruth really well and loved her too. It was Patty's idea to set her son up with my daughter-in-law. Ruth and John totally hit it off. John was also a good father figure to her daughter. Recently, John and Ruth got married. Ruth wanted me to be there to walk her down the aisle. She told me she walked down the aisle alone when she was married to my son, but now she wants me to walk her down. I was happy for it, so I said yes. The news reached my son. He called me again to yell at me that what I'm doing is wrong. I shouldn't be talking to Ruth because she and him are divorced. He forbade me to go. I told him he was being irrational. Even if he is divorced, that doesn't mean I have to cut off Ruth. I reminded him that it was his poor choice that led him to this. I didn't listen to my son and went to the wedding anyways. My son got the news and was peed. He kept cursing at me. I'm a deadbeat mum who left her own son for a whore. He called me a hypocrite that I didn't go to his wedding. He married his mistress, but was gallivanting at Ruth's wedding. My husband is with me, but he says my son has a point, but my daughter says otherwise. Was I wrong to go at her wedding? Edit, my son has emailed me to meet him. I guess I will have to meet him now. Just because you're his mother doesn't mean you should be defending his shitty choices. He's the one that went down this path. He's the one that continues to be absolutely awful to Ruth and to you as well, calling you a deadbeat mum after what he's done. But in the comments, why is Toby in jail says not the a-hole. I can understand how not picking your child's side would make you feel like you did the wrong thing. Your son sounds like a spoiled brat who is missing out on his child's life. Be there for your granddaughter and her mother. Also put some distance between you and your son until he stops verbally abusing you. You're doing the right thing. Your son doesn't want to feel like he's in the wrong and will not change till he can accept the truth about himself and want to change. Good luck, OP. OP does respond and says, a parent's job is to teach their kids the right thing. If I supported his cheating, that would be me enabling him, which I don't want to do. But now I'm putting some distance. Last time I had any contact, I messaged him. You should calm down first and then talk to me. I cannot have a conversation with you if you are acting like a child. Dove Chocolate Bar says, your son ruined your granddaughter's family because he wanted to get his bits wet. He no longer has any leg to stand on for anything. I'm really glad you see the situation for what it is and that you and Ruth have each other, not the a-hole. Opie says, as a mother, it was a hard choice for me. I tried to be there for him, but his mistress was not a good person. She was a mutual friend of Ruth and my son. She knew that he was married and she still pursued him. To me, that's not a quality woman. My soul couldn't just bring me to forget the fact that he was so cruel to Ruth when she was vulnerable. And one more comment from May, who says, if I'm understanding your post correctly, he went no contact with you after you told him you were not taking his side in his split with Ruth. And other than the divorce proceeding, he has had no contact with you at all up until the day he heard you're attending Ruth's wedding and called you to yell at you about it. Is that correct? So, if you didn't attend his wedding, I assume it was at least in part because you were not invited, correct? Even if you were invited, I don't blame you for not attending, considering how he's behaved towards you. So no, your son does not have a point. Your husband is wrong. You have every right to maintain a relationship with your former daughter-in-law. You have every right to attend slash participate in her wedding. You just keep on doing what you are doing and let your son pound sand and kick a rock, why not? He sounds like a world-class douchebag. OP responds saying, he went no contact with me because I was on Ruth's side. But after the divorce, he contacted me that he is getting married to his mistress. I was not happy about it. He ruined his whole family just for this homewrecker. I do think my son is more to blame on this. He tried to convince me to give his mistress a chance. I was weak. After all, I am a mother. So I caved and met them at a restaurant. I just can't stand her because she knew my son was married and yet they still continued the affair. I had this bad gut feeling about her. She seemed really rude to me. She even made odd comments that she was saving my son from a potential bad marriage. That was just it for me. I told my son I don't want to be at his wedding. He made his choices and I am making mine. And I chose not to be a part of his bad decisions. And after that, I had little contact with him. He would visit his daughter once a while, but most of the time he was absent. My late husband was a man of principles and integrity. If he was alive, he would be very disappointed at him. Opie then goes to a different subreddit and asks the question, where did I go wrong? I, 56 female, have a son, Bob, 30 male. Along with him, I have a daughter, 27 female. My husband died when my daughter was only 5 years old. The death of their father came as a shock to Bob. I tried my best to comfort him. I took him to therapists and trauma experts. They all said he is a good boy and very well behaved. The only father figure Bob had was his uncle, my brother. He was a nice man as well. A man with discipline. Ever since my kids were little, I tried my best to be a good parent. I stopped dating for a long time so that I could focus on my kids. I gave them important lessons in life. I even told them about their dad. My late husband was a man of dignity and morals. He's the type of person who wouldn't sacrifice his morals to please people around him. I always tried to be both parents, but I guess I wasn't enough. My son started dating my daughter-in-law Ruth, 28 female, when he was 20. They met at a restaurant where Ruth was a part-time worker. I liked Ruth. She was a well-mannered and had a good heart. I told my son he picked the right woman for him. Bob was head over heels for her. They got married 2 years after dating. Ruth finished a degree early and got a job as a teacher at the age of 22. I noticed that my son didn't like it. He would complain about Ruth's odd hours, which I think was irrational because she was a kindergarten teacher. I explained this to my son that Ruth has her own life, a life outside his own. I told him if he had concerns about her time, he should take it up to her. He said he understood. Things were really calm for a year. A year later, they were having another fight. Ruth said that she wanted to pursue her master's. She is still young and wanted to do something meaningful with her degree. Honestly, I was in support. Ruth was a prodigy, but my son objected. He thought that it was a bad idea and that it would cause trouble. Now, I don't like to mix in their lives. I tried to stay away from their conflict. That is until one day Ruth came to me and said Bob threatened to leave her if she ever tried to pursue a master's degree. I did give my son an earful, and honestly, I took it as an offense because I worked jobs to support my family. I worked hard and now I have my own business. It's just so disappointing to me that my son had such backward thinking. A few weeks later, Ruth came to me and said she was pregnant. She forgot all about her master's. I tried to be there for as much as possible. Later, Ruth discovers my son was cheating on her with a mutual friend of theirs. Ruth was devastated. I called a family meeting. There, Ruth was crying and told Bob how he could do this to her. Bob said things like Ruth doesn't love him. She doesn't make him feel special. Her friend always fulfills his needs and understands him better. He realized he was wasting his 20s by playing family with a woman who always fights him. I asked what were the fights and what did Ruth do to make him so angry. He said, "Her whole existence just bothers me. She cares more about her higher education than me. If she was a good wife, she would be a housewife rather than going out." I reminded him that I also had higher educations. He said, "That's different." They argued a lot. My son just called her a W word and a B the whole time. Moreover, he is an absent father to his own daughter. He pays child support but barely makes time for his daughter. He went low contact when I stood my ground and told him I would not support his infidelity at any cost. I met his mistress because he insisted I gave her a chance and told me that after meeting her, I would change my mind about Ruth. But he was wrong. His mistress was not a nice person. My gut was telling me that she was not good-hearted either. She made an odd comment that she was saving my son from a potential bad marriage and I should be happy for him. I told him I will not be at his wedding if he marries the woman who wrecked his home. I know my son is more to blame, but she knew Ruth and Bob. She knew they were married. Recently, Ruth got married to John, my friend's son. Ruth asked me to walk her down the aisle. It reached my son's ears and he called me all sorts of vile names. He forbade me to go to her wedding and called me a hypocrite because I didn't come to his wedding, but I was going to Ruth's. I just told him to calm down and to talk to me when he's not acting like a baby. I just feel like a failure, like I failed my late husband too. My late husband would be disappointed in my son as well. I don't know where I went wrong. I tried my best to provide. Maybe not having a father made him like this. I sometimes now regret having him as my son, but I still love him. But I don't love the man he turned out to be. I guess being a single mum was a curse after.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Darul. Then OP comes back to update the original post and says, "First of all, thank you for your comments. Although I got some hate comments calling me a bad mum and a failure, it was nice to see people supported me. It gave me strength to know I was not making a bad decision. So now on to the update. My son emailed me and said he wants to talk to me. I thought I should have a long conversation with him, but I made some ground rules. He's not to criticize or call anyone any names like the last time and will be civil when I am talking. He agreed. He came to my house yesterday during noon. My husband was off to work and my daughter was in her room. He sat down and there were moments of awkward silence. He asked me how I was and we had small talk. I asked him about his wife and that's when he started to cry. Not ugly crying, just a few tears. I can tell he is not doing well. I sat beside him and told him he can tell me. He tells me everything. He tells me that he's sorry for how he reacted. He understands why I might be ashamed of him. He later tells me his marriage is not going well, that his wife is nowhere near as good as Ruth was. Ruth took care of all his needs and loved him. Yet, he treated Ruth like trash. He's constantly fighting with his new wife. He knew he effed up a lot. He learned that the last time he visited his daughter and she kept referring to John as her dad. Bob tried to make her say the word dad and she screamed at him by saying, "You are not my dad." He saw how much happy Ruth was with another man and he realized what he just lost. I asked him, "Would you have missed Ruth if your wife did those things for you like Ruth did?" He was silent. I further told him, it seems to me that he only kept Ruth in his life because he used her to fulfill his needs. I explained to him about my relationship with his father. We were with each other not because I fulfilled his needs. We were with each other because we loved each other. And that love didn't stop when one person was at the most vulnerable and weak. But he, my son, left Ruth when she was vulnerable and needed him the most. His needs were fulfilled when Ruth was just a housewife working a small job. But as soon as she has no need, he discarded her. It really hit him hard as he was sobbing. He said that he knows he was a crappy person, but he was manipulated by that bee. He said that about his wife. To be honest, I lost my cool and yelled. He should stop blaming other people for his mistake. It was his decision to cheat. It was his decision to leave Ruth. It was his decision to abandon his daughter. He cannot run away from his responsibilities and wonder why nobody has taken his side. Moreover, he hasn't learned anything from his mistakes because he is still calling his wife vile names. This is the same girl she claimed is better than Ruth. He had a choice not to cheat. He could have pushed her away when she tried to seduce him, but he didn't, because in his mind, he made this fantasy that Ruth doesn't care about him, because all she ever wanted was to complete her education. I raised him better than this. He's not just insulting my upbringing, he's also insulting his own father, and he will only see suffering in his life unless he takes full accountability of his actions. He told me he knows I was disappointed at him, and he wants to make things right. He's trapped in a bad marriage because God is punishing him for how he treated his daughter and ex-wife. I told him if he wants to be a good man, he should start by apologizing to Ruth and become cordial with his daughter. I also gave him a reality check that his daughter already sees John as her dad, so I have doubts she will start calling him dad anytime soon, but he should at least try. I told him to apologize to his sister as well. If he really is miserable in his marriage, he should get a divorce or try counseling. Whatever decision he makes, I will support him. But that does not mean I will forgive his wife because she has also did Ruth wrong. Unless she makes an apology to Ruth, I don't think I can see her as a decent person. Lastly, I told him that even though I'm very much disappointed in him, I still love him. I will always guide him to what is right. He will always be my son. But this is his chance to be a better man. I believe in second chances. This time, I hope he cleans up his act. I'm proud of him that he acknowledges his wrongdoings. And there was a comment on this one to which OP replied. So someone said, OP, do your son a favor. Get some therapy recommendations for him and hand him the list. On things like this, one just doesn't clean up his act. That is vague and doesn't tell him how to do it. We need to do with the pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality when it comes to stuff like this. If he wants to do the work to improve his relationship with his daughter, she can have two dads, frankly speaking. He has to work on himself. OP responds saying, I told him he should get therapy. If he needs money for that, I will give it to him. But he does need therapy. But about his daughter, I still have hope. Bob said he has tried to be there for his daughter, but his daughter still wants John as her dad. He has to start with baby steps. He can arrange the custody with Ruth or simply make full use of his visitations. And OP asked their own question to Reddit about themselves and about their own feelings. They said, I feel like I'm cheating on my now husband with my dead husband. This is my throwaway, and I will delete it soon. It's been 22 years since my husband died in an accident. I remember in his last moments, he was doing fine, he was too weak to speak, but still managed to say that he loves me and he loves his kids. Me and my late husband have this thing where we would write a letter to each other once a year, and it has to be handwritten. In his last letter, he mentioned death. He said if death comes, then I should remember that he loves me with all his heart and he doesn't have any regrets. I guess he somehow knew this would be his last letter. I still have that letter. I still have a place for him in my heart. He was not just my husband. He's also the father of my kids. How can I forget him just like that? I didn't date for a long time, mainly because I focused on raising my two kids, but also because I couldn't find anyone even comparable to my husband. I met my now husband when my daughter was 15. My son was also 18 and in college. He is sweet, kind, gentle, and funny. He always has this positive outlook on life. After a long time, I had this butterfly in my stomach kind of feeling. I fell in love with him. We got married after dating for 4 years. My husband is also a widower. He also has kids who are a little older than my kids and left the nest early. I've built a second home with my husband. I'm happy and I love this man. And I want nothing more than to enjoy his company as much as I can. But lately, I've been going through some personal stuff with my son. It made me miss my late husband even more. His stuff is still in my basement. I couldn't have the heart to throw it all out. I still have his camera, his pocket watch, the Rubik's Cube he liked to solve, his books, and most importantly, his letters. I miss him so much, but sometimes I feel like I'm being unfair to my husband. He's such a good man. I feel like I'm cheating on him. I know it is not possible, but still, I try my best not to think about him. But I do. It's hard not to. Am I cheating? Is this normal? I don't want to keep my husband in the dark. I care about him. I respect him. He doesn't deserve a wife who cheats. Now, to me, I didn't have first-hand experience about losing a husband, wife, or anything like that, but losing family members and grieving, which is clearly what's going on right here. But I always look at it this way, and I don't mean this in a patronizing way or anything like that, or an insulting way. I always try to think of what my loved one would be thinking at that moment, how they would want me to be living my life. And it's not wrong to keep this person in your heart, to keep their love in your heart, and still think about them, still keep their possessions, still talk about them. We've covered many stories where, you know, people's lives have moved on, they've got remarried or whatever, and they still go visit their late wives, their late husbands' graves together because they're still a part of their family, they're still part of their memories, they still love them, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, I would say, you know, if it's something that occupies your mind all the time and you're thinking along these lines, I always say grieve in your own way, etc., while it's healthy. And when it starts to become not so healthy anymore, maybe you should start seeking that grief counseling or something like that to help you get through it. Or talk to your husband. Like you said, he's a widower himself. He probably understands these feelings. I can certainly see while everything we've read in today's post would bring up a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions for you, and it's probably flooding you right now. So don't forget to talk to someone, especially your husband right now. Again, not trying to be patronizing or anything like that. I'm really just wishing you the best going forward because it sounds like you've been for an absolute hell of a time just recently, and I'm wishing you all the best, truly. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you suggest to OP? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for getting involved. Truly, truly. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and very much love to you. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, 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 you just don't care. You just don't.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.